Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Thank you for listening in on Fifth Dimensional Living. What propels civilization into the next step? Join me over the next hour as I take you into the fifth dimension and beyond. So the fifth dimension is a state of consciousness. And I've talked about it many times. And the difference between the consciousness that has predominantly existed on the earth for eons and the difference between the two of the consciousness. Many eons ago, the consciousness of the planet fell, and there was a polaric split, and some people say a darkness fell on the earth. I choose to think of it as a time where extremes were learned. That's what we experienced. There may have been a cot. I see it as like energy is not as flowing as fifth dimensional energy. Like when something, you catch a ball in a net and it kind of gives a little bit but doesn't give totally. So it's just the energy is different. In fifth dimensional consciousness, the energy is flowing. It doesn't stop. It just keeps on going. So today is October the 29th, 2014, and it's 11:03 a.m. And today I want to talk about many different things, but one of the things that happened when I woke up this morning, and lately it's been kind of rough getting up in the morning because I know I do a lot of energy work, you know, during when we're in the subconscious dream time. But I woke up hearing Big Bang, inflation before the Big Bang. So I actually thought, okay, I'm going to Google this to see if there's anything, you know, that I can find. And they're saying now that there is or was a time before the Big Bang where the energy was actually inflated. And I'm seeing this... you know, I was seeing the energy as kind of expanding. And we're going through a time like that again, where or actually we're starting it in humanity. The ascension is the expansion of energy centers within the body. So, you know, that's all ascension, expansion, you know, flow of energy, and all those different things are... part of what's happening as we ascend in consciousness, go into fifth-dimensional consciousness, because that's the consciousness that humanity is shifting back into. So that's what the show is all about, basically. And when I woke up this morning, I also, you know, got the words purpose. That, you know, maybe in 3D people have been... having a different type of purpose. You know, with each consciousness, there's a different type of purpose. But when it's ego-based, the purpose is to, well, maybe one of them is to gather material wealth and that sort of thing. And then when you shift consciousness, if you do have material wealth, it doesn't seem to be enough to satisfy you. So I was running a group last night, and one of the main topics or the things that kept cropping up was that people have to have purpose. And I know that a lot of people are shifting consciousness, and they're seeing that their purpose and what they thought was their purpose really isn't their purpose, and it's just something totally different. So a lot of people are being shooken up, you know, like shaken, not stirred. They're just feeling all of a sudden that what they thought was their purpose isn't any longer. And my energy tends to release stagnant energy in people. So it was really coming out last night. You know, and all these things, I'm seeing energy moving, but, you know, this explosion after the energy stagnation. You know, sometimes when something's inflated and it's being blocked, and then it can't expand anymore, that's when it explodes. You know, when you've got a balloon and it's stretched as far as it can go. Well, there's kind of a recoil, right? And that's what the Big Bang, you know, when you look at all these different things about energy, to put it kind of simply, that's what actually happens. But there's been a series talking about, you know, in 3D, where the ball hits the net and it stretches a little bit, then it comes back, and then it goes back and forth. It's like, but the energy really isn't flowing. It's moving back and forth, but it's not flowing. So, you know, the in-breath and out-breath of the divine energy you've probably heard about. But that is just what 3D has been like. The actual energy of the original creation is ever flowing. There's no limits to it. Now, getting back, last week on the show that I did last week, I was talking about the eclipse in Scorpio and things being open up to us. You know, when eclipses happen, they're representing something that's completely hidden from us, that is being revealed to us. And, you know, the energy of the planet and what's been going on in the planet has been being revealed, and people have been talking about it. And you may have heard about, you know, the economic system of the planet and what's been going on with the economic system on the planet. And I want to talk a little bit about that. You know, we don't want to focus on that because, you know, we want to focus on the things that we do want. And this Mercury retrograde has allowed us to see, and it's been revealed, like there's been like a triple opening, that what is going on here isn't really who we are and isn't working, and it hasn't worked for a long time. So, you know, the first time in many eons, because of the expansion of humanity and the growing perception and the awakening of people, there is greater understanding and perception beyond what 3D would allow people to have. You know, when there was a 3D fallen consciousness, there was a split in things like light and dark, fear and love, you know, like there was a split. So the emotions and things were felt to the extreme. Well, now there's being a balance happening and more depth of perception and understanding. So, you know, people are seeing what's going on around them and what's really going on. And, you know, the problems, there has been economic collapse and chaos and wars and all those different things. Well, there are people on the planet that use these things and use them to manipulate what they want, okay? And that's all part of the polaric thing that 3D has caused. You know, and you know, I don't want to focus on it because I think, well, I don't think, you know, I just know, okay? That's a better word, that this isn't going to keep on going on, okay? So basically what I mean is that the economic system that we have right now and the way things have been run on the planet for a long time are really drastically going to change. And it's happening already, and it could suddenly just change overnight. And, you know, I talk about revelation and revolution. And, you know, I've been talking about the Uranus-Pluto squares and how each one of them represents the expansion of each of the chakras within humanity. And this expansion is all part of that ascension and expansion of consciousness. So each, you know, this Mercury retrograde has been one of the most revealing and revolutionary revelations within us. You know, I could use all those words together. You know, we can shift the way words mean. And, you know, in 3D, words are often the way they originally meant become opposite to what they mean. So when we speak truth, things become what they originally were. So, you know, back in April, the throat chakra opened up for humanity. So that's why you see and hear people speaking their truth, and they're seeing things in truth. So as more truth is revealed, you know, you're going to be seeing that more and more and more. There's going to be a huge change in awareness. And this is part of the shift in consciousness that's happening right now. So we can recreate and totally shift what has been going on here. So we have power, you know, not just to make money and create things, but we have the power to completely shift ourselves energetically and reveal who we really are, okay? So this level of consciousness, you know, how can we see this shifting? You just see it. Are you seeing it around the world? I think more and more people they're not keeping things inside of themselves anymore. That's one of the things you'll start noticing. For one thing, this organization that I was helping out over 10 years ago, it was like all of a sudden people were going within themselves. And I guess they were going within to try to have more understanding in that journey that, you know, Earth Angels Radio has been all about since 2007. But it's a lot more than that. It's the journey that we went in to do a lot of healing and a lot of releasing and a lot of karmic release. And then in the process, you know, with this healing, we're reaching out to each other and reconnecting in the oneness. So now you're going to find that a lot of people are going to be doing a lot of healing, but also they're going to be reaching out to each other and getting together in groups and things like that to share this understanding. So there's going to be, you know, what has been going on within us and greater understanding, but also people wanting to help each other and putting themselves into large collectives of and mass consciousness shifting and change. And you may have noticed that, you know, with technology and everything, a lot of things have been accelerating and a lot of changes have been going on. And even, you know, Facebook and the internet have been what has been needed to help us connect in that oneness to prepare for what is going to be happening. So this, I'm just seeing as a total cosmic energy. There's an intensification lately. You know, I was saying that we're going, a few weeks ago, we were going within and we were in this kind of pool of primordial, you know, stew that we were building up this energy in this. And, you know, it goes and stretches so far and then it kind of... there's this intensity, like I was talking about at the beginning of the show, and then the expansion, and then the bursting, and then so we're you know, these time loops keep happening, and humanity right now is going through a great expansion, and it's going to intensify even more. December 15th is the release of the energy within the forehead chakra, not the third eye chakra, because it's completely different. And if you want to know a little bit more about that, go back and listen to the shows that I've done in the last little while. They're all in the archives. And what, you know, besides humanity is indicative of this is that, you know, NASA and other countries besides the U.S. have been sending probes to other planets and moons in the solar system. You know, this has been over the last 30 years. And there's, you know, you've heard about people talking about taking in more light, and I talk about it. We're taking in more light energy. Well, whatever happens in the microcosm happens in the macrocosm. There's more brightness in these planets and these moons. They're noticing the light. And it's because we went to the, you know, that in 2012, and we're still there, the middle of the cosmic energy. And the magnetic field strength and weather and other phenomena are changing right across the board. You know, there's massive changes happening on the sun and with, you know, there was a solar flip, you know, and I think it would happen in January. And, you know, there's been a lot of solar flares and you know, energy that's been very active. But it's just because, you know, the energy is flowing more now. So this has to do with more than the solar system. This has to do with, you know, crossing that plane in the middle of the galaxy, but also the middle of the whole cosmos. And, you know, along with these cosmic energy shifts, humanity is having cosmic energy shifts, which is affecting the human consciousness on Earth. And, you know, Earth is the middle of it all. So that's why a lot of these, you probably heard the UFOs and different things around here right now. And beings are curious and they're here to witness this. So it's pretty interesting times. So how can you work on yourself? Like what have you been doing for yourself? How have you been looking at your purpose? Has your purpose been to do what is important, quote-unquote, for 3D reality, or have you been noticing that things have been shifting within you? So all these old-school ideas and all these Mercury retrogrades, where we're going back to look at all these different things and what hasn't worked and what we're looking at to see how we can change things. You know, a lot of people that I know would never have gone and done the inner journey are doing it right now. And it's just about that change in consciousness. You know, I talk about the Uranus-Pluto squares, right? And I'm just trying to see if I can look up that, I of course can't find it, but I'll keep looking for it. These are just really amazing times. And one of the things I do want to talk about is chronic inflammation, because of what it's just a lot of people are going through this expansion, and it's affecting them physically, but it's also showing up in inflammation, fibromyalgia, different things like that. And one of the things I could say to people is take a lot more, artesian well water into your system, as much water as you can to help, clear the toxins out of your system. Try an anti-inflammatory diet. And I've talked about that on the show a few times. But the thing is to do it in as natural way as possible, because there is a things coming to the surface and things being released, and with it, it affects the physical body. You know, if you still have a lot of held energy and your energy is not flowing, it causes problems. You know, physically, in fifth dimensional consciousness, the energy flows better, and there's more vitality and less disease, and healing comes quicker and that sort of thing. So, heart disease, depression, Alzheimer's, a lot of those different diseases are related to things that have to do with inflammation, okay? But inflammation, people think it's just a physical thing. It is more than a physical thing. It's related to karmic energy, and it can be related to a lot of different things. So, if you're feeling parts of your body are feeling warm, it's the body's healing response, and it's trying to bring more immune activity to that site to help get rid of the stuff within, it could be an infection, but it could be karmic energy too, okay? So, but when, it persists, and you've got to treat it in some way symptomatically, but also, by drinking some water and putting ice on it, but taking certain vitamins and eating certain foods that'll help with it. So stress, get stress out of your life if you can. A lot of people I know, because you've been caught in this 3D polaric sort of thing, there's a lot of drama in life, and you're attracted to drama, but it's not because you really want drama, it's because opposites were attracting. So we want more of what we do really, really want rather than what we don't want. So it's important not to just sit around, and when you're feeling like this, you really got to get yourself moving. So don't over-exercise, but make sure you do get some exercise, and keep away from tobacco, and watch that you're not eating a lot of polyunsaturated fats. Actually, are one of the things that aren't that great for you. Fats that have been cooked, and French fries and different things like that. Eating too much animal fats and those sorts of things too are important. So do a little research on inflammation and the foods that are good for helping with inflammation. So, I could go into it a lot, but I'm going to let you do that, because it's all about being proactive and having some purpose and, going ahead and doing it. So, anyway, there's some diet tips that I can give you. Eat as much fresh food as possible, and unprocessed and uncooked food. and eat a lot of fruit and vegetables because they're high in antioxidants, which and bioflavonoids that help with that. And it's all about eating enough calories and getting enough of the proper balance of nutrients within your diet too. Of course, men are bigger and they need to take in more calories, but women may need certain things, you know, because of the way, you know, the hormones flow through their body. So if you're going to be really active, though, you may have to take in more calories. And it's important to get the right balance of nutrients that you take within yourself, 40 to 50% from carbohydrates, 30 from fat, and 20 to 30 from protein. But, you know, a lot of the times you can get your protein from balancing, you know, vegetables and grains and that sort of thing. So you don't have to get it with, a lot of people eat too much animal protein. I'm not saying not to eat animal protein at all, but just be cautious of how much you take within your body. Okay. So, you know, I could go into how many grams of carbohydrates that you need to take, but, you know, just go in and Google, you know, anti-inflammatory diet. You know, a lot of these foods that with wheat flour and sugar and processed packaged foods and snack foods and stuff like that, you know, keep away from them. And, you know, if you're going to eat whole grains, you know, make sure that you're eating them like brown rice. And, you know, some people are sensitive to gluten, so you may have to keep away from, you know, flour and that sort of thing. Eat more beans, squash, sweet potato, and cook, don't overcook your food, okay? And a lot of people eat foods, processed foods that have fructose and corn syrup in them. The GMO, I don't think there's that much corn that's not GMO, so just be cautious about that. And it's not good for you. That's why people are putting on so much body fat, because they're taking in too much of that. You know, they go on to say here, and this is an anti-inflammatory diet, take in less butter, cream, cheese, and fatty stuff, right? But you do need fat in your diet, so try to get, you know, some with extra virgin olive oil, you know, like avocados and from the natural form as you can. You know, there's a lot of different types of oils, but I would say, you know, keep away. A lot of people eat basil, margarine, and that sort of thing. I'm not tooting that product at all. I wouldn't even touch it. But it's better to keep away from things that are synthetic and that are made, man-made. Instead, eat things like, if you're going to have some butter, mix it with some olive oil. You can whip it up. You know, keep your diet, get your fats, avocados and nuts and things like that, okay? And they're suggesting to eat salmon and foods that are high in omega fatty acids. But just be careful with that because, you know, there's a lot of toxins in the fish now. So there's like hemp seeds and flax seeds and all those different things too. So, you know, if you basically take in a diet that's balanced and is higher in fruits and vegetables, and berries, you know, I eat a diet really high in nuts and berries and that sort of thing, and leafy green vegetables. And, you know, there's the cabbage family vegetables, too, that are supposed to be good, but they're good for, you know, preventing cancer and different things like that. And tea is a good thing. They say to have dark chocolate in moderation. So, you know, just make sure you get a good balance of all the different vitamins and things like that. But also, you know, because we can manifest things, manifest that you take in the proper amount of vitamins within your body. Drink lots of water. That's important right now. And actually, you know, a lot of people are watching the salt in your diet, but, you know, it's important that we do get some salt in our diet too. So I just wanted to mention that to people. You know, there's a lot of problems that come with inflammation and treatments and different things, and I've talked about it on different shows. But, you know that if you you eat properly and you watch your exercise and you get enough sleep and all those different things that Mom told us to do, that it's gonna help. So, you know, I was getting a lot of these things about inflammation, and I was, you know, a funny thing was my cactus, Christmas cactus, flowered right around the time that, well, actually, it was flowering when the eclipse happened, the one that happened just recently, October 23rd in Scorpio. And I was, you know, today I was thinking, you know what, it's the cactus or the plants, you know, things that pop up around us have meaning. And, you know, if they're doing something different, it means something. I just noticed this year that my hollyhocks weren't blooming as well as they usually do, and they were blooming in a different spot. So I knew that there'd been a shift in the sun, right? But also now that this cactus is blooming this time of the year, it has some meaning too. But it has to do, you know, like I'm talking about this Big Bang and this inflation period before the Big Bang. You know, it all has to do with that. So I'm going to talk about the cactus and symbolism of the cactus and the native North Americans. There's this article, www.warpaths2peacepipes.com, Native American symbols, cactus symbols. So Native Indians were deeply spiritual people, and they communicated their history through ideas and dreams from generation to generation through signs and symbols, such as the cactus. And the American Native symbols are geometric portrayals of celestial bodies, natural phenomena, and animal design. You know, when I talk about animal totems and plant totems and different things on the show, when I talk about dream time and shamanistic and nature and all those different things. So it just goes on to say that it's native to arid regions of America and a plant that is adapted to extremely dry and hot environments. Having the ability to conserve water, the meaning of the cactus symbol was to signify the desert. However, the cactus plant, and in particular yellow cactus flower, symbolizes warmth, protection, and endurance. You know, endurance beyond. So, you know, the fact that I'm seeing this now is meaning that humanity is enduring, humanity is going beyond what they've experienced. You know, ascending in physical body has never happened before for humanity as a collective. So this is an amazing time. Before, when people ascended, they didn't do it in their physical body, okay, and it's happening now. So we, it's important that we ground ourselves to the earth and we open up all our chakras, not just the upper chakras. It's the lower ones because we are in physical body still. You know, this cactus flower is a symbol of maternal love because it can endure and thrive in harsh conditions, and they're symbolic of the mother's unconditional love. But also, you know, I've been talking about the subconscious and the feminine energy coming forth too. You know, this balance of energy and this expansion of energy is all about balancing, and balancing is important and part of fifth dimensional consciousness. It's not splitting and polaric like opposites, it's actual balance. So when you feel emotions in fifth dimensional consciousness, you feel emotions very deeply. You don't feel them to the extreme, but you feel the depth of them, and you acknowledge them and you communicate them and you speak your truth about how you're feeling and what you're feeling. So, you know, there's so many people now that want to express themselves and talk about their feelings. And some people are like, oh, God, you know, like this is overwhelming. But I've been built to be able to take it, okay? So I can handle anybody talking to me about any problem. And I have joy and love in it too, because I do have the balance of that energy. So, and it goes on to say, a mother's protective qualities conveyed by the cactus flower due to its medical properties. The pulp and the juice were used to treat numerous wounds and sicknesses due to digestive inflammations. So it actually helps with inflammation. So this is an inflammatory time. You know, there's people doing crazy things, and it's because they're feeling these extremes before they go into fifth dimensional consciousness. Well, some people anyway. Or some people don't really know what's going on, and they're reacting to things, you know, in a polaric sort of way. But I think that's why I'm also seeing these cactus bloom early. You know, they usually bloom just after Christmas time or a little bit, you know, after that, but now they're doing it early. Okay, the cactus symbol meaning, there's so many tribes of Native American Indians, it's only possible to generalize the most common meaning of the cactus symbol or pattern. Native Indian symbols are also used as tattoos and are used for a variety of reasons and depicted on numerous objects as teepees, totem poles, music instruments, clothes, and war paint. And so, you know, they're just basically saying that they put them, you know, there's symbols. There's a cactus symbol that looks, you know, like that, like a stick with, you know, curved offshoots on them. And that's what, you know, they put on their art. And especially they say the Indians that lived on the Great Plains, and it was dominated by religious and spiritual belief and spiritual connection with nature. Like I talk about, you know, I do the shamanistic and the mysticism in what I speak about. So, you know, it's all connection to nature, right? And especially if the Aboriginals that were living in the desert, that was something sacred and holy to them. You know, it was life itself. So it's, you know, on a lot of their different clothing and different things like that. So cactus is good for warding off intruders. It's funny, I've been feeling a lot of energy around my house lately, you know, the dark and the light and the shifting of that energy. So I put my cactus at the entrances to my house. And I didn't do that aware of it, but now that I'm looking at this, you know, it makes sense why I just did it suddenly. It just says, if you find yourself drawn to trance-like meditation, consciousness-expanding moments await you in the moonlit beams of various cactus flowers. I think peyote is actually, comes from a cactus. It's the bud that comes off the cactus, and, you know, it's been used for all different things. So, you know, it does help with anti-inflammatory stuff, okay? And, there's another article that I want to take a look at here, too. It's all about the desert, okay? And you know, even in the desert, there's things blooming. There's blooming energy. So, you know, what does all this mean to us? What do these flowers mean? When I look at the cactus and I look at the flower, you know, I feel some higher energy and deeper meaning for humanity too, okay? So something's going on right now. You know, last night I went outside to let my dog out, and then I saw all these rabbits in my yard, and they were going, like, it was almost like they were having a party out there. And I've never seen that many, and I'm thinking, okay, I knew there was a big spiritual jump yesterday for humanity, and that's what that means. But, you know, how do we connect to that higher self? It's all about just allowing it to happen. You know, in fifth dimensional consciousness, it's all about living in the moment, experiencing things. I'm not talking about the hedonistic kind of living in the moment where you're, let's party. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about feeling and being in your body and grounding yourself to the earth and feeling connected to source and all those different things. Feeling self-love, nurturing your body with love, with food, and nurture your soul with, you know, the connection to the earth and this, you know, spirit and source. There's many spiritual paths. you know, and I'm seeing humanity now not so focused on religion in connection in that way, but connecting through each other and through the earth and connection to nature, and, you know, just allowing that connection to source to happen. And not saying, oh, well, you know, I don't connect with God unless I meditate or I go to church. It's all about it being in the moment all the time. You know, there's no set time for it. It's just, it's always there, and it's awareness that it's always there. So, you know, many have gone on the spiritual path, and many people have been frustrated on the spiritual path. But in fifth dimensional consciousness, you're just there. You know, you go on that inner journey to experience love and to feel joy and to feel peace and that sort of thing. And you realize it's already been there for you, okay? So there's going to be a lot of people going through wanting to seek purpose and kind of take that journey, but it'll just be there for them, okay? And, you know, I was talking about feeling nurtured. I was listening to this thing on YouTube the other day. Miley Cyrus was talking about feeling, you know, like how her whole body started to fall apart and she was sick all the time. It was because she had a broken heart. You know, I was talking last week on the show about broken heart. Broken heart can be healed. You know, how we feel is our core is our heart, and who we are is love. And, you know, in 3D, we just get the feeling that we're not connected. But she came to the conclusion that that if she was able to feel the love that she felt, that and to have people around her that loved her the way she did, that she could experience it again. It's not something that, you know, a lot of people think, oh, you know, I've had this, and I'm, you know, it's not worth living anymore, and there's no purpose. When you expand in consciousness, and it's happening to a lot of people, you see beyond that, that love isn't just physical, it's not just intimate type of man-woman type of love, but it is that too. But it goes beyond that. It goes, it's really our whole essence. And if we disconnect ourselves from that and separate ourselves from that part of ourselves, it's going to make us sick too. So it's all about the reconnection to that part of ourselves, reconnection to source. And once we release a lot of that energy that has held us back, and that's what's causing the inflammation, you know, then it's unbelievable what we can do in our lives. You know, I always talk about talking to my higher self, and you know, really it's really me. You know, it's not really a separate part of ourselves, but we've just kind of put layers and different things when we've been in 3D. To kind of explain them to people, I say things like that sometimes. You know, this is a challenging time. This is a time of great challenge, a great time of great balance and energy and you know, expansion. There's so many things going on. But, you know, when you think about the cactus, you can maybe do a meditation on the cactus. That cactus gives you balance. Cactus helps you with inflammation. Cactus helps with the heart. Cactus helps your endurance to keep going. You know, it's like a little hand that reaches out to you to tickle you from God, from Source. And it's all about that perception and that inner wisdom within you, you know, that we have when we connect to God. And when, you know, the forehead chakra opens and the crown chakra opens, that connection and that knowing really comes. So, you know, I was talking about people meditating. When you open that feminine part of yourself, that meditative state is almost there all the time. So there's a kind of like not a, as great a demarcation between, you know, being awake and being asleep. It's sort of like you're always in that state in fifth dimensional consciousness. Okay, you're awake, but you're also aware of things that you wouldn't be aware of if you were, you know, not in that state, okay, or in 3D. So, you know, when people say when you focus on the present moment, it's meditating. Well, in a way, it's, you know, centering yourself and being aware, and being aware of your body and your mind and your soul and everything else. It's being aware of everything. It's like when you say in 3D that you're meditating and you're focusing on one thing. Well, in 5D, when you're existing in that state, it's like you see everything around you. You're not just focused on one thing. You're focused on it all. But you can focus on each individual things within that. You know, it's like a big globe of energy. But there's a point within that center that you can see from every angle, okay? Anyway, so the way you see things and the way you feel about things and the way you react to things is going to completely shift when you shift consciousness. And the ability to be within ourselves and to feel different states of consciousness become everyday. You know, and I think the cactus, from what I'm feeling, it allows you to do that, or is part of what represents that ability to be able to do that, okay? So the cactus doesn't have to come one time. The cactus can come whenever we want it to. You know, if I need the cactus in October, I can get the cactus in October. I'm just using this as a symbolic sort of thing, okay? But right now, humanity is expanding, and they're blooming right now. So the cactus would bloom and expand right now, okay? So it allows you to expand the feminine, creative source energy within you too, okay? So it's sacred. It's beautiful. And there's other things too. I think scorpion weed is another thing to help with fear and to help you have strength and endurance too. There's a lot of different things that I could talk about, you know, about flowers and different things like that. But that's what I'm feeling with, you know, what I'm feeling within me about the cactus, because the cactus is really all over the place in my house. You know, I was talking about the Big Bang Theory, and before that, I was getting this morning, there's an inflation before the Big Bang. Like when you blow up a balloon, you get to a certain point, you go, poof, and then it goes bang, right? There's actually something in it's called the inflationary universe, and the Big Bang, all the problems with the Big Bang Theory, there's this new kind of cosmology called the inflationary universe, and the theory of inflation, in the corresponding theory of inflation, the universe, because of properties of elementary particles not accounted for in the standard Big Bang model, expands for a fleeting instant as it's beginning at a high rate than expected for the Big Bang. This period, which is called the inflationary epoch, is a consequence of a nuclear force breaking away from the weak and electromagnetic forces that was unified at the higher temperatures, which is called the phase transition. An example of everyday life of phase transition is the conversion of ice to liquid water. So now they're talking about this, okay? You can look it up, the inflationary universe, because I don't have a great deal of time to talk about it, but I just wanted to mention it. You know, the Pope lately has been saying that the Big Bang Theory does not contradict the role of God. Okay? So things are really changing in everywhere. You know, I have been working in a lot of different areas and doing a lot of healing work, and I could talk about it just one show just about all that stuff, but I don't have time to do that, and it doesn't really have any consequence to what's going on right now. Maybe a little bit, but not what I think is important. But, you know, this theory of expansion and, you know, when we go through ascension periods, there's ascension and descension periods, but we're at the final loop of it all. And so I guess the fact that we're expanding now and it's not going to be a dissension, it's going to be that. I'm just trying to look for something here. I got about 9 minutes left. So, you know, yesterday was a very odd day, and a lot of really kind of strange things were happening yesterday, more than I've ever seen in a long time. And I kind of felt like almost like I was in the twilight zone. You know, part of it was, you know, there was the funeral for the Canadian militia person, Nathan Cirello, yesterday in Canada. What was really strange about the whole thing was that he was guarding, you know, this memorial for the soldiers from the war, because somebody had been vandalizing it, and he actually got shot by somebody who wasn't quite right in the head, but was all in thinking he should get involved in this ISIS stuff, but he was mentally insane. And he blew, you know, like he shot this Nathan Cirello. And, you know, the whole thing was, you know, all this RCMP and all the military thing were involved, and the church was involved. You know, a lot of people are frustrated with a lot of the organizations on the planet and the things that have to do with war and different things like that. And, you know, this is something that's got to get us looking at the way things have been done here. And, you know, in 3D, fear and sentimentality and wanting to own material things and control things has contributed to what's gone on the planet, and causing wars and different things like that. You know, when I look at this young person, that, you know, to me, that was a terrible way to go, but it was also not necessary, okay? And none of this stuff is necessary. I think that, you know, these are times where many people are going to be looking at this and saying, you know, like, we need to look beyond the way we've experienced things here, and war is not a solution. It's looking at ourselves within and seeing where we can work on. So I'm going to be working with people and helping them heal within, because that's where we have to start, you know. And a lot of people wanting to do it, but they really sometimes need help. So that's where we have to start. We have to reach out to each other. So we got to focus on what we want to manifest here, the reality and beauty and love, and that's what I'm focusing on. And, you know, I was talking at the beginning about, you know, organizations and the banking system and all the different things that are just for certain people, and that's, you know, Polaric. You know, they're really poor people and they're really rich people. It's all about balance in the fifth dimensional consciousness, and this is the way things are going, the way they're headed right now. Yesterday morning, my son and I had a hard time getting out of bed, and we thought, oh, I've been working hard up in the ethers. But my son, he doesn't even know this song, and he says, I can't get that song 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton out of my head. And, you know, it had me laughing, but there was some really strange energy that, you know, the way we get up and work, and we have to, you know, you know, that we do have to do some type of work, but the way, you know, everybody's going to the city to work and the way the banking system works and everything else works, this is completely changing. There was another article that I was trying to find here. Let me just see. The one to do with, well, maybe I'll talk about, November, the Andromeda's meteor shower is coming, and I see that as more light coming before that forehead chakra, December the 15th, opens up. I got this article. It's like a whole bunch of things are going kind of loop-de-loop here. You know, you start trying to find things, and they're not really where they should be. the full moon. There's going to be the full moon in November. I'm trying to look for it now. November the 6th. That's going to be a pretty intense full moon. And let's see. I can't, you know, it's just not showing up for me. I guess because I'm supposed to be looking at something else. I was talking about all that, you know, all that inflammation stuff and all those different things. So let me just see. For some reason, I've lost this this article. Anyway, I'll talk about the full moon in November, because this, for some reason, is something that I should talk about. It has to do with what I was talking about at the beginning. That has to do with the economic mismanagement and the manipulation of the markets to control the economy. And, you know, they've taken money, you know, we pay taxes and stuff like that, and they've taken money and paid off these people so they don't go bankrupt, because if they didn't do that, the whole system would collapse. And, you know, the feeling is very distorted, the delusional thinking that they have is very 3D. So I just keep getting that very soon that energy is going to be completely shifting. And, you know, let's just see. This I wanted to talk about this Uranus-Pluto square. And it's going on December the 15th, 2014. And I just, for some reason, that I had this article and I just can't find it now. Oh, well. So let's just try to, basically, when the original creation happened, you know, I guess the Big Bang or whatever, that energy is reasserting itself. I'm going to be going off the air, and I don't know how much more time I'll have. So if anybody's listening over the, you know, the telephone, you'll be able to hear me. But you might have to go back to listen to what happened, you know, or what else I'm talking about. You know, okay, the Uranus square Pluto, December the 15th, 2014 is 12 degrees in Aries and Capricorn. So it's kind of like an earth sign and, you know, and a balanced sign there, for one thing. But, oh, wait a minute. Okay, maybe I did. Okay, there we go. We may be going off the air, so just bear with me. So, you know, these times, these Uranus-Pluto squares, you know, each of them represent an expansion of energy. You know, in April, there was their Uranus-Pluto square, and there was a whole bunch of other different alignments. But that was about, you know, being aware of our own personal financial ways. And then recently, you know, we're expanding ourselves to understand that what we have on the planet and what we've been doing to manage things have been, you know, like really polaric. So there's going to be a big change in that. And, you know, these solar eclipses have been things that have made us, been indicative awareness of this. So secrets are becoming known, awareness of the iconic economic system and Mercury retrograde that we've had. So it's, yesterday was a day of more enlightenment for humanity. There was a flip-flop of energy. And these eclipses that we've been experiencing, you know, in April and the ones in October, represent the opening subconscious feminine energy and understanding of things. You know, I was talking about these comets or this, you know, energy that have been around and different light forms over the last few shows, too. They are just representation of, you know, different things that are shifting within us, okay? About purpose for living. It's important that we understand that there's a shift going on within us. And, you know, this inflammation is just representative of, you know, stuff that's going on within us that needs to be released. It's almost like, you know, when something festers and then it bursts open, it's been stagnant energy and we've had to allow it to expand again. You know, this eclipse, it wasn't just the sun and the moon eclipse. It was also had to do with Venus, okay, was also eclipsed too, and how we see love and how we feel love. And Scorpio, you know, this eclipse that we had, solar eclipse on October 23rd, was about going into the underworld and understanding deep things. But also, at that time, we were also in a retrograde. So I talked about that on other shows, so I'm just kind of recapping a little bit. It's about going deeper into relationships now and trying to have an understanding as a mass consciousness. You know, Scorpio is going deep, going with under the surface. And it's all about transformation. Yesterday was a great day of transformation, of alchemy, and understanding this expansion within us, okay? So it's about looking at all that, those sorts of things. Change, it's about dying and rebirth. And, you know, life is not just death, you know? It's about shifting and expanding. Changing. Saturn and Scorpio that we've been experiencing is, you know, allowing us to really look at those things. But it also at the same time is represented by things like death, you know, the Ebola stuff, the taxes, disasters, plagues, like I said before. You know, humanity wants to go to do the opposite. They want to retreat and disappear, but it's not a time to retreat and disappear. It's a time to take the cactus to bloom, to have it bloom early. You know, so many people, I've noticed lately, it's almost like they're in a panic, and they don't know what they're worried about, and they don't know what they should be concerned about. And I say, you know, make sure you ground yourself to the earth. You know, the concern is for release of energy, okay? It's I know somebody that hasn't been concerned about a lot of things for a long time and has been concentrating on making money and stuff, and now they're blooming and a lot of things are shifting within them. But that's just indicative of what's going on within humanity all around us. Emotional manipulation. It's important that, you know, people that are in 3D that are still doing that, that we be aware they're doing it, and we speak our truth and don't allow them to do it. And, you know, when we're around people like that, we're going to pull things to the surface within them that's dysfunctional, and they're going to do it to us, play mind games and stuff. But it's important to not take it seriously. These emotional things, these subconscious things are coming to the surface right now because the feminine energy is coming back, or it's not being held back anymore as we're expanding. It's all about shuffling and balancing energy. You know, that Libra energy we were going through and speaking the truth. It's not about controlling. It's not about manipulation. It's about love and acceptance and to go beyond the ego. You know, this forehead opening is going to help us really balance that energy. You know, December the 15th, as a collective humanity, is going to be balancing that energy. And I'm going to be talking about it a lot more as we go along. So the balance, part of the balance is acceptance and flowing into others. And that feminine energy, you know, another thing for that inflammation and feeling of pain and achy pain, it's the feminine energy coming to the surface within the physical body during the ascension to do a mass healing. You know, and it's about that inflation before the bang, okay? You know, when we get to where we have to be, you know, the bang. I woke up this morning hearing, too, nurture love or it will die. But this has to do with 3D. I think that people that exist in 3D, they're split with love and fear, right? And they have to reintegrate and balance that within themselves. And otherwise, they're not going to be very healthy. And that's why a lot of people are choosing to leave right now, because they don't want to do it, or they're not able to understand what they need to do it. So what is inflammation a symbol of? Inflammation is a symbol of, or it's showing that we need to balance something within us, okay? It's showing that we need to release something within us. It's showing that we need to release that feminine energy and not hold it back anymore, not hold that subconsciousness back. It's not about resisting. It's about flowing into it all and living in that consciousness. No, the fact that I saw the rabbit was showing, you know, that humanity is really making a big jump. You know, war and the way organizations have been run and banking systems and the church, all those things are going to shift the way they appear right now. They're not going to be the same. It's going to be more of a feeling of God within us and wanting to share that with other people, but not in so much of an organized, controlling way. You know, I'm using the word controlling very strongly here. It's not good enough. You know, I'm saying that there's judgment in 3D. You know, people are saying, you know, you have to do it a certain way, and you got to do it this way, you got to do this ritual. Does God really care? No. You know, in polarity, people see God as, you know, good and bad, you know, and in fifth dimensional consciousness, God is just seen, and source is seen as energy that's loving and flowing. It's about the joy of life, living it fully. And, you know, this part is missing in many people's lives right now. You know, they're seeing a focus. They feel, I have to have this and this and this to be happy. Well, you know, they get to the point where they get all that stuff, or some people do, and they find out that they're not really happy. So what is it? It's living, you know, in joy right now. It's not saying, you know, where's heaven, where's everything? It's seeing it right now here. And it's about, you know, I was talking about the ruby crystal energy, you know, and I went to Florida in September, and I was in Bimini and the Bahamas in January. I was, you know, balancing that energy there. And, you know, the ruby crystal energy it helps balance that energy that blocks us from connecting to other people. So that energy there was that energy that actually allows us to do that. And it's just symbolic that it was out of whack, but it was out of whack within us. So when you heal it within yourself, you heal it on the planet Earth. You know, some people are feeling they're missing something, whereas material wealth in the lower chakras and ego were leading people to think that they never had enough. You know, it's about looking at within yourself and seeing the solar plexus. And it's the gold within you, the energy within you, and balancing all our chakras allows us to see beyond the 3D. So, you know, I talked about that a lot on the recent shows, so please go back and listen to a lot of those shows. So the balance of the chakras leads to a tipping and sometimes a lot of stuff falling out at one time. So when it's like when these chakras pop open, it's symbolic of a lot of crap falling open. And a lot of this stuff is coming to the surface right now, and a lot of people are needing a lot of help to release it, you know. But if they knew that they could manifest that ability to be able to do that. You know, a lot of people are angry and they're dramatic and they're tired of being used, but they're still in that 3D choleric way themselves. You know, reacting with anger when you're mad about being controlled or you want something to go a certain way, you know, all these people, ISIS and different groups like that, they're controlling people. It's not loving. And, you know, they're doing it in the name of God and things like that, but that's just manipulating from the ego, okay? I've been seeing a lot of things, you know, things about how even, you know, people have been using diseases and different things to manipulate the earth, too. That's a whole other story. And, you know, I was talking last week and the week before about telepathy. You know, some people say living in the now is a symptom of alcoholism. And when you live in a hedonistic 3D type of way in the moment, that's I would say that. But living in 5D and living in the moment and connecting to nature and to God, it's different. It allows you to have a totally different perspective. And allows you to be different in relationships and more loving and opening up. So this energy I was talking about, the ruby energy that, you know, is flowing and much more, in a much more flowing way, is allowing humanity to reconnect in that way. There's a massive clearing of karmic energy right now. It's been going on for a while. I was talking last week a little bit about the Ark of the Covenant and how, you know, the Shekinah energy was sort of like they were trying to copy that energy because it had been taken from the earth. And October 23rd, the angels had come and brought the energy back to the earth. And it was just like a balance of the masculine, feminine fire energy to help humanity, you know. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of energy happening that's expanding humanity. And, you know, it's exciting about the forehead chakra energy opening up. And along with different parts of the root chakra and the, you know, the solar plexus chakra, and with the virtues, you know, shifting, but not the virtues that humanity has had. It's even going to shift those, and it's going to open up the heavenly self, the self that sees connection in the moment to heaven, and when the crown chakra opens in 2015, when that seventh chakra expands in Uranus-Pluto square, it's going to reawaken the root chakra, and people will be able to manifest in a totally amazing and incredible way. Anyway, sorry I didn't get around to, you know, there wasn't any calls at the beginning, but I think there was maybe a couple calls at the end. Sorry that I didn't get around to those. So if you want to call next week, I'll have more time to talk because I wanted to talk about I wanted to talk about this seventh fire prophecy. The Algonquin Aboriginals have talked about that for a long time. And the eighth fire was lit on October the 23rd, too, by the seraphim angelic beings brought it back to the earth, too. So the Algonquin Indians had a person that was carrying that energy, and that person just recently released that energy, too, so and left this plane of existence. So it was time for it to not be carried anymore. It was time for it to be released. Maybe I should talk about, if I can get, talk about the different Uranus-Pluto squares so people may have a little bit more understanding that haven't listened before. And hopefully I will still be, you know, recording. It started in June of 2012, and it's going to, I just got to get this thing lined up. But what I wanted to really talk, it's these Uranus-Pluto squares and the 138-year Uranus-Pluto synodic cycle that began in the 1960s are all patterns of the original creation. They're kind of like a reoccurring time loop that repeats itself, but it's, you know, like going through its final repetition right now, okay? And that's why the ascension's happening. A lot of what we've experienced is time and space, and linear time and space has gone beyond. You know, we're really more than beings that live in time and space. We're multidimensional beings that exist, you know, beyond 3D. And we exist in many different realms and different times. Well, so, you know what, it's not going to let me do this. I was hoping it would, but I'll just talk about it next week. And then, you know, when I try to get out of this thing, it's going to, for some reason, it's doing this. But it was just to make me talk about something else. Virtues. You know, virtues are things that allow us to be who we really are, okay? But it's when the forehead chakra is expanded that these 16 petals that open up, and they're in the middle of, you know, the middle of the forehead. And, you know, people that have that forehead chakra opened cannot live in 3D anymore, okay? And they're living in a totally in fifth-dimensional consciousness. And they don't want to focus in on hate and war and all those different things. It's a totally different focus. The heart chakras open, the mind starts to shift, and the brain actually becomes, you know, you've heard of people that have both sides of the brain activated. Well, I use both of my hands and I use both sides of my brain simultaneously. There are people out there, and the crystal beings and some of the indigos are able to do that, okay? So anyway, fifth-dimensional consciousness is just an expansion of the chakras within humanity, but it's showing that we're becoming more aware of who we really are as light beings and beings that are all connected and one within each other. Going to say you know, goodbye for now, and I will be back next Wednesday at 11 a.m.
Thank you for listening to Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger, bringing awareness to our world of greater love. For more information on Diane, please visit www.facebook.com/dbachberger1. May your hearts and minds always be open to experiencing a greater world.